News now.
WMAL News at 10. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. People in Newport News shaken up this morning after police say a six-year-old shot his teacher in a classroom during an argument yesterday.
I really feel for this community, the Richneck community at this time. I saw the fear on some of our parents' faces. I saw the fear on our students' faces.
Newport News School Superintendent Dr. George Parker. Police are trying to figure out how the Richneck Elementary School student got a gun. He's in police custody. His teacher's in a hospital with life-threatening injuries. Virginia State Superintendent of Schools sends a third draft of state history standards to the State Board of Education. Critics had blasted the last version for not including Juneteenth or MLK Junior Day in the list of holidays students in elementary school learn about. This version does. This version also calls for students to be taught that slavery was the primary cause of the Civil War, not one of many, like the old version said. A GoFundMe set up for the family of five kids shot, one fatally, at a Dumfries home this week has raised almost $20,000. Four of the teens remain in the hospital this morning, including one whose boyfriend is charged with the shooting that also killed a three-year-old girl. Family friend Alex Gim set it up.
We have two guardians of these kids that are having to travel back and forth from Fairfax, you know, Prince William County up to Fairfax multiple times out of the day and at any time that they're called and they need to come. Obviously, they're not able to go to work right now.
The three teenage girls, their three-year-old sister and four siblings have been taken care of by their grandmother and aunt since their mother died in September from diabetes. Gun dealers in Virginia are getting the results of a backlog of background checks this morning. The Virginia Firearms Transaction V-Check system is up and running again, along with other criminal justice databases that went down on Thursday. The Virginia Sex Offender Registry website is also back online. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
News now.
WMAL News at 10. Good morning. I'm Heather Curtis. New this hour, students at Thomas Jefferson High School aren't the only ones who weren't told they had earned National Merit Awards in time for early admissions college applications. WMAL got a hold of a letter the principal of Langley High School wrote to students this weekend, saying an internal review found her school also delayed notifying kids designated as commended students by the National Merit Scholarship Corporation. Kim Greer apologized and said as soon as they realized, they told students and the colleges where the students applied. This comes days after Attorney General Jason Miaris's office launched an investigation into whether Thomas Jefferson High School's late notifications are a violation of the Virginia Human Rights Act. He says the delay may have cost students scholarship money. Residents of Quincy Street Northeast stunned this morning after police say one of their neighbors shot and killed a 13-year-old boy he said was trying to break into cars. Police say the two got into an argument when the man confronted Karam Blake. That's when they say the man shot the teen, who they don't think was armed. This neighbor tells 7 News.
Life is very short. And you don't, you know, you when you hear about a child 13 years old dying over, you know, trying to take somebody's car, trying to break in somebody's car, it's very, very sad. He didn't even have a chance to even finish school.
Police say the homeowner is cooperating with detectives. They're determining whether to file charges against him.